Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Mr. Greg Kilstrom. He is the author of House of the Customer and is a best-selling author, speaker, entrepreneur, and currently an advisor and consultant to top companies on marketing, technology, customer experience, and digital transformation initiatives as principal and chief strategist at GK5A. Kilstrom has worked with some of the world's top brands, including Adidas, Choice Hotels, Coca-Cola, Dell, FedEx, HP, Marriott, MTV, Starbucks, Toyota, and VMware. His newest book is The House of the Customer, and it is his 11th book. And Mr. Kilstrom, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to talking with you.
Well, I'm looking forward to as well the conversation, and I'm sure you have a lot of information to share here today on the topic and per your expertise. So let's start out with, what are the factors that are driving businesses' need to transform to be more customer-centric? Let's kick things off with that today.
Yeah, definitely. So there are a number of things going on, but one and one of the biggest ones is really that customer expectations continue to increase, because there is more variety. Customers have more choice than ever before. They're able to find brands and products and customize them as much as they want from the leaders in these categories. So, you know, some of these customer experience leaders are really setting standards that then every other brand, even outside of a specific industry, every other brand really needs to keep up with. And so, you know, one example is just, you know, Amazon having next day shipping. You know, back in the day, this was not a core expectation that when I buy something, I'm going to get it tomorrow. But all of a sudden, when that is the expectation, then other brands, even smaller brands, really have to keep up. And that's just one example. So, you know, there's other things as well that are factors in this. And, you know, some of them are things that brands can offer customers, and others are things like data privacy, where customers want to be able to trust the brands that they support. And so they want to support brands that take their privacy seriously and really only ask for data and information about their customers when it's going to be relevant.
Now, also, Mr. Kilstrom, are there goals that every business should be aspiring to achieve in order to remain competitive? What's your input on that?
Yeah, so in the book House of the Customer, I outline four North Star goals, I call them. And so these are things where most brands, even some very large brands, are not doing them, you know, 100% right now. But there's four things that I outline that brands should be aspiring to. And so the first is having a true, I call it omni-channel. So across all channels, both digital and offline, you know, in-store, things like that, a true omni-channel personalized experience, which is tailored to the content, the offers, and the experiences that customers want. The second is having a first-party data strategy and a first-party view of the customer, which means a brand owns all of the data that they're using about their customers, and they are data privacy conscious, as I was alluding to earlier. And so they have this strong strategy of truly understanding their customer, but also being cognizant of data privacy factors and things like that. The third is building their business and their business strategy around a customer lifetime value model, which means we're not just focused on just trying to get new customers in the door. That's new customer acquisition is always going to be important, but it's as much, if not more, about how do we retain those customers, keep them loyal, and keep them buying and buying more and buying more often. And then the final thing is really fundamental to the company itself, which is the culture. And so this is building an agile, customer-centric culture. So the employees in the organization are always keeping the customer in mind, and really they're part of the purpose and the value that they find in their job is in delivering a great customer experience. And when that's done well, then it's both the motivation to employees as well as the reward. And the agile component of that is just having the kind of corporate culture where it is nimble, it is adaptable to the many things that are continually changing over time, and then again, adaptable to what customers also want.
Now, speaking of the customer experience, of course, you're the author of House of the Customer. So what is a House of the Customer, and why is it helpful to think of building the customer experience in this way? I'd really look forward to hearing what you have to say about that.
Yeah, I wanted to, when I wrote the book, I wanted to find a way to easily and visually represent what a leading company, how a leading company really needs to think of their customer experience operations and how they interact with customers. And so I use the metaphor of a house. So, you know, there's seven components of it. The roof is the process and the systems that really guide everything and the governance of those things. The foundation is that agile customer-centric culture. So the employees that really are doing the work and coming up with new ideas. The walls on either side are the business goals as well as the business outcomes. So how those, because that's always going to be important. Any for-profit business has to turn a profit, and that's that is critical to the business so they can serve their customers better. And then the middle three pillars are listening to, understanding, and serving customers. And by splitting things up in this way, you're able to take a much more granular look at, okay, where are we already excelling? Because any successful business is excelling at least some of those areas, but also taking a look at where are the gaps? Where are we falling short? Where are we less mature than some of our competitors? And so I found that, the book includes a framework to identify, how mature you are in all of these areas, and it allows you to index according to industry and some other things as well. And so by looking at it in this granular way, you're able to just diagnose and figure out where you should prioritize and what you should do next.
Well, the way you explained it makes total sense, and I'm sure it is a must-read, House of the Customer. Of course, we're speaking with Mr. Greg Kilstrom, the Principal and Chief Strategist at GK5A, and his newest book is House of the Customer, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how do brands stay competitive in a world where both personalized experiences and increased consumer data privacy must coexist?
Yeah, this really speaks to that first-party data strategy, North Star goal that I mentioned briefly before. It is definitely a balance. Brands need, so customers have an expectation that they're going to have a personalized and tailored experience. So, that's one of those rising customer expectations. As I mentioned earlier, they also have this expectation that brands are going to treat their information with respect and to keep it private and things like that. And so brands that do this well, they are only asking for what they need to provide a better experience. And then they are taking great care to keep that data private, to not share it with third parties, and to implement systems and processes that allow them to, again, continue to ask for things that are relevant and useful, but not keep asking for things that that may be irrelevant or might be nice to know, I guess, but not really beneficial to the customer. And the customers feel that they feel that in a good way, in that when they provide some information, they get a better experience, they get a more relevant offer, or a better, more tailored experience. So that's one way that brands are doing this.
Now, how also do brands that lead the way in personalized customer experiences behave as opposed to laggards?
Yeah, I mean, they're always looking for ways to make things more relevant to their customers. So they're looking for opportunities to make things more consistent. So, whether that's most consumers do what we call channel switching, which is, they may use their smartphone because it's in front of them, but they walk into a store and they expect a similar experience from a brand, whether they're in a store, on their phone, on the web, wherever, pick up the phone and call customer service. So, you know, they have this expectation that a brand is going to understand them regardless of the tool that they're using. And so leading brands understand this. They make investments to be able to do that, to have that consistent experience, to provide data to the people and the platforms that are going to be interacting with those customers. And they find ways to orchestrate that customer journey so that it's meaningful to the customer. It guides them in the right direction of solving a challenge or finding an opportunity that customer wants to solve for, and determining, you know, what is the next best action for that customer. And that's what leading brands are really doing. And the laggards are, they have disconnected experiences. You talk with one person here and you interact with one platform over there, and you have different experiences. You get different information. You have to keep resharing your information regardless of where you go. So there's that, you know, the laggards really, there isn't a cohesive experience across channels and across platforms.
Yeah, some good stuff right there. Good information. Now, also, what is the role of leadership in a customer-first, employee-driven brand? Give us some feedback on that as well. We'd appreciate it.
Well, yeah, leadership has some key roles. First, leaders need to understand the challenges ahead, and they need to understand those North Star goals as well as where there are gaps between reality and where they want to go. Leaders also need to lead by example. And, you know, if you're talking about customer centricity, you know, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a company that doesn't at least say that they value their customers and the customer comes first and things like that. They may have slogans on the wall or on the intranet or in company meetings. You know, they're talking about it, of course. I don't think anyone disagrees with the premise that customers are really, really important and that a good customer experience is important. But what leaders need to do is lead by example, and they need to prioritize the customer and things that are related to creating a better customer experience. Because if they just say that the customer is important, but everything that gets prioritized is about short-term financial goals or things that benefit the company, but not necessarily the customers or even the employees, then it's hollow, and employees feel that. What leaders need to do is motivate their employees to think about the customer, to find better ways to innovate and provide better experiences. And when they can do that, when they can back up the talk with action, then the whole company is working together and everyone feels that purpose that is customer centricity.
Mr. Kilstrom, we want to thank you for what you do and for also making the effort to write the book House of the Customer, one of 11 books that you have available. And I'm sure House of the Customer is a must read, and we'll give some details on how to pick that up in just a minute. But before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's ways to get started, and not every brand is going to be a category leader in customer experience, but you can get started by doing things like leaders, again, backing up what they say with action and prioritizing the right things, prioritizing things that benefit customers, employees, and the business, and finding ways to make a win-win-win in that scenario. And I think it can start there, and it can start small, but it needs to start because the gap between the leaders and the laggards is only growing.
A great place to conclude here today, Mr. Kilstrom. And of course, if listeners wanted to pick up the book House of the Customer and or to pick up other books that you have available and to get more information on yourself as well as GK5A, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so a couple places. So I'm very active on LinkedIn, so you can connect with me there. Always happy to interact with people there. The GK5A website is gk5a.com. I also have a website that you can get all my books and access my blog and podcasts and things like that, just at gregkilstrom.com.
And that is fantastic. And of course, we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Kilstrom, all the best. Thanks for being a part of Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Greg Kilstrom, the Principal and Chief Strategist at GK5A. And his newest book is House of the Customer. And once again, for all the details, visit gregkilstrom.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.